Hello again from the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. It's Sunday afternoon, and we just want to wish you a wonderful blessing. Thank you. Thank you for coming by. The Lord's going to touch you as you listen. We're praying for Brother Freedom. He's here, and he's already got some scripture from heaven. The Lord's going to give him the words. Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for this wonderful, holy day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Sunday that we can worship you. But we want to worship you every day. We want to make you first in our lives. We dedicate this room for your pleasure and your good use, because you're wonderful, Father. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so grateful and thankful for this wonderful day. We just want to welcome, in the name of the Lord, all the people throughout the world that may be hearing. And I pray, as I pray, that the Spirit of God will move upon you mightily. And if you have discouragement, just give it over to the Lord. And God can heal you. He can touch you in a mighty way. You know, the Lord can do the things that we cannot do within ourselves. And that's why He's the Lord. That's why we're the child. We're that babe. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're real. We thank you for your faithfulness, that you told the sun to rise this day, the sun to go down, and everything is in your control. Everything is within your eyes. You can see everything happening. And Lord, we praise you. We thank you because we know the days of the dispensation of time is going to be shortened. It's coming down to a great change that's going to take place. And Lord, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you. With a heart of thanksgiving, we praise you. We lift up that wonderful name of Jesus, that name of every, the name is higher. And Father, we thank you for the indwelling spirit that you've given us, the Holy Ghost from heaven, that we might receive that power, that witness, that I can't explain it, that mighty touch from heaven that lives within us. And Father, we're fortunate to have you. We're fortunate people to be able to come and sit in thy presence. Lord, that you're here and seeing us and knowing what we're doing. And we give you praise, we give you glory and honor, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. You know, the Bible is full of lots of scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, a lot of places we can go, and that's why we always need the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He is our direction, and he's the one we seek. He's the one that helps us. You know, if we worked in some kind of a place and it had some kind of a file arrangement somehow, maybe people have this, but you'd have all the categories, all these things get in, and they go out to a little bitty, how they get to find knowledge, like you went to a library. There would have to be some kind of a channel that lets you know where to go, where to seek for, and what you're going to find when you get there. That's what the Holy Spirit is through life. When we are sort of confused, when we're really, the word mystified, it's in that place of being a mystery and you don't understand what the conclusion is. God is, the Holy Spirit is the answer. And He lives within our heart. He's not a long ways off. He's real close, very understand. He knows more about us than we do ourselves. So we don't have to be like we don't know Him. He's there. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. So when we go, He's more familiar than what we're afraid of, what we see. Now what we see is we see trials, we see troubles, we see too much rain, we see clouds in the sky, we see great earthquakes, we see all these things through this path that we live on, but the one that can help us is that one that lives within us. And He's closer than anything else. He is there in such a positive relationship that you can touch at and move with Him instantaneously. That means before you get the news, He's got the answer. Before you even get the news, He has the answer. I remember when I was going to tip a cat over some miles out west, and I knew I was going to roll that cat, and I knew that was the end of my life. I just knew it was just like that. But it wasn't the end of my life. And the Holy Spirit, that was me thinking. And the more we get in trouble, when we start thinking, then we're in more troubles. Because we're thinking in our minds. But the Spirit of God is mightier and faster and quicker and more alert than we'll ever think, hope to be, and He's there for our encouragement. And when He says, straighten up, you're going to make it out, I just straightened right up, and I felt the Spirit of God come on me from the very crown of my head, the very sole of feet. It was the power of God, the witness from heaven, that God be greater than what I faced. And what I faced, I thought, was basically, if I went by my feelings, and this all took place in a fraction of a second. What came in my mind, but I can remember it very vividly. And I remember I thought, well, what a terrible place to come out here. My wife was still alive at that time, and to leave her a widow. I mean, she was in desperate need of me. Here I'm out there just trying to get an extra day of work in, and here I'm messing myself up real bad, permanently. But before I even got all that, God surmised everything and let me know, and this is a tenth of a second. I mean, before I could, it was that fast, He had the answer back. And so the answer was so fast that I could never, it took me this long to tell it. So that's what God can do for you in an instant. It takes you maybe a half hour to tell that word because you're just putting in all the links where people might understand what you was going through. But the Holy Spirit is the one that helps you in these certain places. When you haven't got the answer, when you've lost hope. Like, I've actually lost hope for her. I thought, well, I shouldn't have done this. As I went around that gate and that big gatepost there, as I went over to this, his name was Bill, and he says, go around it. When I dropped that cat off one side, it just fell down in a hole. And I thought, well, it's going over. And I think it must have, would have, but God somehow got me up, and I finally made that hill with the Lord's help. But I needed that. And God's faster than I was, remember one time, I was at a church sort of convention. There were six pastors. I know it was six. And they was talking, and I heard them whispering. Well, they weren't very whispering. They was speaking out loud. Well, you know, God really don't hear everything. You know, we tell everybody, but you know, there's very few people ever hear from the Lord. Well, I got news for them. God can speak if we get in the Spirit. Now, if we're in the flesh, no, we don't hear nothing. We hear Satan's activities. So when you're Satan's camp, you're going to be fearful. That means I'm going to tip the cat over, or I'm going to get killed. And that's what happens. You do get killed. Because He delights to take our lives. He delights in making us be upset. He wants us to be very fearful. And see, the Lord commands differently. He says, the fearful and the unbelieving shall not make it into heaven. So He can come into our lives in such a way, while we're supposed to be Christians, while we're supposed to be endeavoring to do the will of God, and it just makes Him very happy. You know, he's got a field day, because you're all messed up. You're all down and out. You're without hope, no faith. You're the opposite of what you should be. And this might be talking to a lot of you out there in the world today. You're at that place of this day and not knowing you've lost your way. But I want to tell you right now that God has a way for you. He has a way in this very moment, not tomorrow, but right now, to be set free, to come under His counsel, under His power, under His deliverance, by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's there to help you this very moment, to incorporate His glory upon you, that you'll have a supernatural power. I feel it in my head. I feel it in my body. I feel that God has His hand toward you right now. Says, my child, come. Come, my child. Do not let Satan take you no longer. I'm here to rescue you. I'm here to save you. I'm here to uplift you. I'm here to encourage you. Come, my child, because I love thee. I said, the enemy does not love thee, my child. He wants to kill, destroy, and steal. But I wish to come into my heart in a very powerful way, in a very special way. And He will deliver us if we call upon Him. And this happens time and time again through life. We find ourselves day by day. But I've got good news. That's why we need to come in to the spirit realm. When you start walking the spirit realm, then that God gives you a little time. You know, it's like these machines that got a sensor that shortens the things happen too fast, and it broadens that distance out to where you can handle it. Say if something's going to get you in a half a second, they've got it where it'll retard it, where it doesn't hit you so fast. And that's what God can do. The enemy, his blows are very systemic. He comes to take away your thoughts, your mind. He comes from greater to take the desires out of your heart. He comes to take away that heavenly blessing that you've had from the Lord, that you love Him so much. He wishes to remove all those things. And He wants to give you bad thoughts. He wants to even tell you, if He can, you're possessed. He'll let you think that you're going to go to the devil's hell. He'll give you all these stupid things, but they're from the enemy. But if you're a child of God, you don't have to buy into it. God has news for you. You don't have to buy it. It's from the enemy. God's come to give you life and give you more abundant life. He's given you freedom. You can have part of what my name is, freedom. You can have freedom in the Lord. You can be inspired by heaven. You can walk in that heavenly light, that heavenly sunshine that only Christians, child of God, can walk in. What a blessing. You can be part of the wonderful Father of heaven. And God will let you come in. He's not short. He has plenty of room. He's got plenty of places for you to live with ever. And you just tell that old the enemy that has given you this trouble to bug off. You don't need him any longer. You're going to walk in God's camp. You're going to walk in His power. You're going to walk in His liberty. You're going to walk not being controlled by Lucifer. And no longer, but you're going to walk as a kid from heaven. You're going to walk, touched by God's own Spirit. That He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes are over the righteous. And His ears open to cry, God will deliver you. He'll set you free. Out there today, if this meets any of you right now, you need to invest. God is available. He will set you free. He will move upon you in a mighty way. And you'll never be so happy in your life as when set free. And the one of the God loved you so much. Jesus died that you might live. Jesus died that you might incorporate the glory of God. Jesus, when He sent away, He said, I will send forth the Comforter. And the Comforter will live and abide within you. Greater is He that's within you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, not of a sound mind. And God can also incorporate, greater is He that's in you than he in the world. We need to keep that in our heart. He is well the single place the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say, O Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my mighty God. He is my Savior. He will not let me go. Even though the enemy comes to torment you for a short season, you're going to be set free in the name of Jesus. God sets you free. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, Janine, you know, you've been set free totally. You need to run. Please thank God that God has set you free. And that's just the last part of that sickness. It's leaving. You must claim it. I'm happy because I know this. And your recovery is very soon. Hang on to God. God will clean up the mess that's in you. He will clean it up. He has already done the work. He's already got you. But the operation, there's a little bit of cleanup after the operation. The operation is there, and God's going to clean you up, and you're going to be living in heavenly splendors. And you must watch yourselves. You must walk in God's presence. Because the Bible says, if the unclean spirit goes out and finds you clean, he will go out and get seven more wickeder spirits. So behooves every one of you out there, you need to keep on to God. You don't let nothing come up to you about you because you need to stay. God gives you power of 1,000 spirits. So don't worry about the multiplication. But I'm saying you need to be prepared and willing to give yourself totally to God. You need to be a sacrifice of praise. We must give our bodies as a living sacrifice. And that's what God does. When God heals us, He wants us to return, give our bodies as a living sacrifice, that it can be a vessel of praise. It can tell the world what happened to me. God gets no glory when He saves you and makes you whole. And 2 weeks later, you fall flat on your face. You know, I've got a report this day about a young man I know. They're afraid that he fell flat on his face. It's not a pretty thing when we fall flat on our faces. God's not happy. Christians shouldn't be happy. Christians should be very caring and very uplifting and want to encourage. You know, as God's people, the Bible says in Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a brother be overtaken with a fault, ye which are spiritual, Restore what such one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself as also that should fall. Bury one another burden, so fulfill the law of Christ. Sometimes we think we're so holier than thou, we're so great, and yet when someone goes through a trial, we're so easy to criticize. We're all so easy to condemn. We're so easy to say, oh, that they just wasn't. No, we're just not where we should be. God wants us, church, to grow up. We, as God's people, should be loving. We should care when our first brother or sister is hurting. We feel the infirmities. It says, like when the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities. We should feel when the infirmities come on. For we know not what to pray as we ought. You know, we cannot pray for people and ourselves. But through the Spirit of God, you're more. Because the Spirit of God is praying through you. See, it's a very wonderful picture. This Holy Spirit that we should have in us, that adores us. If we got it in us, it's so big that even 1,000 should come to the side. 10,000 to the right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. You know, the imps of hell can come at you all directions. He can't touch you because you're God's property. And even a million come upon you. Trillions! It can't touch God. God's greater. And you know your safety in Him. And that's what you need to really get in your mind. There is no safety in yourself. The safety is in God. You know, I was talking to my brother today. He wanted to come in. One thing I've really learned to understand in all of my endeavors that I've done, because I don't claim to be nothing, but I've always had all these people says, Brother Freedom, would you come and help us? But you never one time any of them offered to come and help me. You know, I had a little work here in the street here. The first time I had a street ministry, and it was before I knew my brother Clint. There was no one that really wanted to help. And people that I'd helped, they said, well, you shouldn't. They just talked ugly about me. And when I got sick, it was little ears brought the message to me. You know, it serves him right. He was doing something he shouldn't be doing. But God started teaching me. We should have a sweetness about our spirit. You know, if we don't have anything else, we should have a sweet spirit. Because, you know, you might have to eat it. You may have to eat what you say. If you got a sweet spirit, you don't mind eating it. It don't hurt you. But you got an old nasty spirit. Oh, you're going to get so sick. You're going to get petrified with wrong thoughts and wrong. It's not terrible. It's like an epidemic. But God wants to exercise His love upon you, the power of God, to be real, so emphatically righteous, holy, that you're above reproach. You're walking in His vicinity. God's vicinity is up here. This is all man's vicinity, and below that is Satan. And when that mixture is not very pleasant, that mixture is when there's troubles. All this down here, if you start walking as a natural man, you're going to be walking as natural. So it means you're trying to figure everything out in your mind, and every time Satan hits you once, you get knocked down twice. And pretty soon he hits you three times, you're knocked down 10 times. Our mortification is not able to cope with Satan in ourselves. But you let this bounce around the other way, he can then 1,000 imps at you and bounce off of you and you're not even feeling it. See, we got to be in the Spirit. The Spirit is the only absolute answer as a attribute of God to help us, to bring in positive power that we have not without. That sounds like a tongue twister, but we don't have no power without God. We have no power without God. We're lifeless. But with God, we're more than conquerors. We're greater than what you face. So it should be very easy. I know I'm very simple. Although the Spirit of God's upon me, I don't know what I'm saying anyway. But I'm not very smart. But God is real. God's all smart. I'm just smart enough to allow Him to lead my life. It is glorious. It's wonderful. And that is where it's at with, man, God speaking to my heart right now. That's what happens to everybody. Big, little, we want to control our life. We want to do God's work. You know, God told me yesterday, the Lord talked to him about 2 hours, and he told me one of the things he told me, he said, you know, he says, my churches that are going around by my name and got my name and all the prayers and all the things around them, he says, you know what? They're so busy in my churches, they're not even close to me. Listen to that. See, he didn't set up what they're doing. You follow me? Everything that we do, we might want it as our livelihood, as an occupation. I want to be a pastor. God says, no, no. No, you say, well, yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to show God. I'm going to show him that I'm greater. God says, okay, my kids, go ahead. I still love you, but I think you're making a mistake. You know, I think you're making a mistake. I think you got the cart way ahead of the horse, and I think that's not going to work out that well. So we start changing, and pretty soon we're walking in troubles. I went to a place here a year or so ago, and my brother and I was there on the night, and this pastor asked me, and this is what I'm saying, he says, would you pray for my, it was an Easter egg, some kind of thing, an Easter egg thing. And he says, we're getting rain. And he started, and before he could even get his words out, the Spirit of God was already ahead of him. And I said, did you ever ask God, did you figure this out yourself, or do you ask God? He said, well, I figured it out. I said, that's your trouble. He says, you mean that's, God said, yes, you're the ones in control. See, God's up here. He's mighty. He owns this whole universe, but he wishes for you to go into his ministry, not him going into your ministry. God can't download to your ministry because it just blows circuits up there. But you get into his ministry, he's going to blow your circuits. You're going to be higher as a hot kite. You're going to walk in his presence. You're going to walk as an unrecovered. You're going to walk being delivered from heaven. Oh, glory. What a wonderful, you know, he could, this man could, it was no revelation at all. It was just God's move. You know, God's taught me things in the spirit. A lady yesterday morning called me from Texas, and she started saying something. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, and when I gave her the answer, she said she couldn't understand it. I mean, she couldn't understand it. Me giving that answer, it was what she needed. God can take your little finite mind that we play with it and all that. But God can take even the simplest. The simplest, it talks about it in Corinthians. That one that has no abilities, the things that we would call as being a great orator, all these things. But God says he can take this little one hard here, and he can confine the mind of all those. Because it's not God you're dealing with, because that one is a child, basically, as in their own mind. Well, God's mind, they're above the shoulders. Can you understand what I'm saying? God sets the pace. And all God's looking for is a child. Someone will say, Lord, I don't want to ride no longer. I want to sit over and ride. I just want to sit back and love you, Lord. Because we can't drive that big limousine like God does. You know, I've been in that. It's so mighty. It's so glorious. And beyond sound. It breaks silence. But I wouldn't even know how to handle it. But yet he'll let you ride it. He lets you live in his presence. Let him walk. He'll show you all the secrets. All the things that people are mystified about. He just lets you know. And then, of course, God will show you why his heart's broken. And break your heart. But God will give you strength. When he breaks that heart that way, because it does something to mellow you out. See, we all need to have a rebirth in from the Lord. He wants to take us to a place of his humility. See, there's one place that we all, even through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there comes another step from the Spirit. It's through your humility. And after you've received the glory of God, and God's come down and transformed you, come in your life as a gigantic impulse from heaven, that you've got to humble yourself. You've got to, this is all believers, Holy Ghost people, all. That's why some don't pass the test, because they don't come in to that, giving yourself totally to the Lord. Come in that place that humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that God might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That's why Brother Freedom had the stroke. I was too high. I thought I was pretty humble, but I wasn't humble enough. I knew too much. I knew that when I prayed for a person, I knew they was going to get healed. God said, my son, it's only through me. I was assuming something I shouldn't assume. I was coming to a plane that I didn't need to be on. So I had to regress, not progress, regress backwards. In a bed for a week or so. And I came to where I couldn't walk, couldn't talk. But God finally got the message through to me, loud and clear. It's only by His breath I breathe. It's only through His channel. All these things I've said before, this message was powerful. But you got to come to place. You're just a pilot system. A pilot system. You're a pilot system. You know what a pilot system is? On these great big excavators, I worked on huge hydraulic backhoes. They'll pick up thousands of pounds of torque of that. But the pilot system on it is so fragile, so mighty, that they've even quit, went into electronics. And that electronics can use the tip of your finger. But that electronics going back down, it works a solenoid down here and a huge valve as it moves back and forth. It opens and closes. It has throttlings. It's got places for oil to go through. By that moving, that changes the angle of that oil that gets down through that cylinder, and it starts moving. But it's all done with just a very touch of the finger. And that's what I'm bringing out today. That's the message that is, God wants you to be as a feather. As a feather. I just went to class the last couple of weeks, and I've learned, the instructor says, make your movements be like a feather. I'm learning, that was for me in this message right now. Everything that God does is for a reason. He's put me like in a school that I don't know if anybody ever been in. But I understand things that a lot of people don't understand. You know, you might have a college degree out there, pastor, you might have all the credentials, but you don't know what God can do. And I spent about 30 years or 35 years in the power of the Holy Ghost. God's real, but it does, He channels like a just soft touch. And that machine just moves like that. You're sitting up in the seat and you're moving around. That hole gets out there and you bring that hole down like that. It's all down a little, just a bounce. That's what God wants us in spirit. He wants us so in tune with Him that we just glide with Him. We don't fret. We're no longer warring. We're walking. Glory to God. Forgive me, Lord, but I dropped my Bible. But it's okay. God wants us to be instilled by His power. So relaxed in Him. We don't worry about someone not getting healed. We don't get any worried about what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. We know there's no question. See, it's just like if they would change the electronics, God showed me right now, to what we might be developing now in the year. If we probably won't go that long, but say that you may be 2010, they'll probably have a machine that you just sit the machine light and you'll think it. It'll work all the controls. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in the Spirit of God. That's what we do in the Spirit of God. That's why they don't see nothing. But God's moving. All He needs is a vessel. And out there, you're the vessel. And it's mystifying. It's beyond anything that you can imagine. But as you start letting God adapt His Spirit in you, it just comes. It flows. It's part of you. It's the Word of God. The Word of God becomes alive. It becomes, you'll never have as much fun in all your life. Oh, it's so wonderful. Just being able to serve your God, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. Out there, brothers and sisters, that's what makes me feel so happy, that I can walk pleasing the Lord with all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Strength all might, oh, with all might. See, you have those feather controls, but all might's back here. I mean, there's thousands of pounds, thousands of tons, and you're not doing nothing. What I was talking about in the backseat, my father's car, that's what you're doing. And that's what we have to be. We have to say, I decrease. And when you decrease, God's going to increase. He's going to increase His power, His anointing upon you. He's going to increase that liberty. And it's going to be the most adventurous life that you've ever had. And when you converse from here to heaven, you won't even know it. It just goes, you're there. You're not going to fret about dying. You're going to do nothing. It's because you're just there. That's on the agenda very shortly. We're just going to be there, and everything just goes back to normal. Well, it's been greater. And all the multiplication we're talking about in what's happening here, the all same thing is going to be in heaven. It's going to be upgraded from a trillion. It's like they built a engine in an IBM. They made it with magnifications where it runs in a blood bank. It's actually a motor. Multiplication. Are you all with me? But that's what God does. He multiplies everything that you have. That's why you can't outgive God. God is greater, my brother. You know, he said, told me, he said, the more I give to God, the more. Yeah, it's God. You want to have be blessed, just get to God. God will bless you. He opened the windows of heaven. I see it right here. God's blessed. God bless mighty. He's the mighty God. So what you're coming into in heaven, it's going to be just a multiplication a trillion times over to what you, it's no way explaining it. But getting there is going to be the same way too. As you give a little, God's going to bless you. And then that childlike faith that gets you from point zero to 100 here, it's going to take you from point 100 to point trillions from there. Just through multiplication. God has all the answers and all the things are in us, the galaxies, but yet He lets you, elects you to be that child that He wants to use mightily all through the world tonight. If you want to be delivered, set free, and walk in what God has given me this day, I believe that you can have a change of heart. You can be a new child. And Janine, you have been healed. You need to come and say, thank you, Lord. And you know, God will finish up the works also. But you also need to go to a doctor and to have him check you, because God does that for you to remove your pride, says the Spirit of God. God's here to uplift you, to encourage you. You know, that happened to me years ago. I had after I had that church, I got a thyroid. I didn't know, they didn't know what was wrong with me. And so all the Christian friends I had, nobody wanted to be around me. And it was quite, that's good enough for him. You know, he just been out of line for so long. You know, he had no business down here doing a street ministry for the Lord. He had all these things that people say. But they all came back to my ears. God let me hear them. So I wanted to trust God so much. I just literally, I knew that he didn't have to do nothing but heal me. But that's when I'm like Gideon now. I had too many men. See, pride was there. Spiritual pride. Come into your truly heart. Lord, give me this dream I see myself. White clothes. I never wore white clothes. White shoes. I never wore white shoes. I had a white tie. And my Bible was even white. I mean, and I was spiritually, God was showing me I was spiritually right. That's what he's showing me. You're spiritually right. But there's something that you're not going to go no place unless you dissolve it. You get that little off your shoulder, you got that you know everything because you don't know it. Brother Freedom, you don't know it. You've been jail services, you've been street ministry, you did all these things, but there's some things you don't know. It's how I arrange it for you. Now coming back to what we just already said, we got to humble ourselves sometime. We got to let God move to our, we move as our feather comes upon us. I looked at myself and I see the picture of myself. And I had IVs in my arms when I moved in. And I was worse than that. I had like one of these buggies that you see in the hospital going behind you, supporting them. So I knew then I had to say yes. As soon as I said yes, I got healed immediately. But I still had to take the pill. And God said, you'll take that pill assigned to me every day that you live, that I am control and you got to keep yourself ready for me. See, God's more concerned about out there you all staying saved than getting healed and going to devil's hell. That doesn't glorify God any. And that's what's happened to many people. They're getting a little big headed. And don't get take long to get distorted on your thinking. Your distorting on your thinking takes you down a pathway that you can't get back. And God wants to set you free, and through that you have to incorporate all these right connections. You know, I've been thinking about my life since I got the last 30 years. There's been one connection right after another. I have to make this job. I have to make this job to get this to today for this to be real. But God's doing the same with every one of you. Every day you've got to make a right connection. And then tomorrow you wait for the next connection. You wait, and pretty soon you're connected somewhat. But this never, ever, never gets finished until you reach heaven. This has to be completed day by day. As I take that thyroid pill, I breathe and I have a sound mind. I have my senses. But I realize it's only through the grace of God. It's only through Him. And He told me to do it that way. So Janine, you need to go see a doctor and God will finish your healing. God bless all of you. I pray that God will bless all of you today. If you, anything, you out there have a problem, God will set you free. But I think this is a good example. Well, I'm not going to be able to remember this in a few minutes, but God was here in a very powerful way. He was here to let you know He knows something about your life. And He knows how to get you into His own. See, we're all like living souls. We find some are people of living soul that are living in sin. Some are living in a little bit of righteousness. Some in more righteousness. But God's trying to bring us into perfection. And that perfection is, it grows. We're delivered day by day. That's why we become overcomers. And it's not something to brag about. I've got nothing to brag about. There's nobody that I've looked down on. Nobody. You're all above me. It's only through God's grace that I'm here. I love all of you. But I don't want any of you to miss out on that wonderful journey. That wonderful time. There's not going to be nothing like it. God's got great plans for you. God's got, but I have to keep on too. I want you to understand. And I'm 75 years old and I've got to keep on keeping on. It's not going to end. That's why these older people, there's no retirement in the Lord. For the Lord, I'm here in a very powerful way. Come, my people, seek me, and you shall surely find me. For I beckon thee this day. Call upon me, my ones. For I say I've ordained this message for thee this day, that thou would learn to grow in my love, that thou would grow in my power, and thou would never quit growing until the day that I take thee home, because I gotta perfect thee and bring thee into my holiness. And do not worry about thy growth. Just grow. I say don't worry about what you're saying. Just grow. Don't worry what you're gonna think. Just grow. Don't worry what you're gonna say, what you're gonna be, what you, just grow. Just grow, grow, grow in the Lord, says the Spirit of God. God bless you. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people in a mighty way. We pray that you encourage your people, uplift them in a mighty search from heaven in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the praise. To God be all honor. And we praise you and we thank you. And we're amazed in thy presence. We're thankful, thy goodness. We thank you over, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. God bless you.